Authorities released new surveillance footage Wednesday showing a Nashville man was fatally shot by a Metro police officer while he was fleeing. As WPLN's Mayor Benight reports, the police say Daniel Hambrick had a gun, but his family is demanding the officer be held accountable.
Hambrick's family saw the videos for the first time just before they were released to the media. Their lawyer, Joy Kimbrough, accompanied them to the district attorney's office where they were shown the footage.
And we were able to see the officer chase Daniel, aim, and fire continuously into his back and the back of his head.
She says the videos show the officers did not immediately render aid to Hambrick. She also notes that he was handcuffed while lying on the ground. Kimbrough says the family wants Officer Andrew Delke, who shot Hambrick, to be fired and charged. Police have said Hambrick had a gun, which the video doesn't answer conclusively. Nashville Mayor David Briley is urging people not to rush to judgment, but says he will lead a, quote, comprehensive review of Metro's policing techniques.
It's absolutely necessary that in this context we continue to conduct ourselves as a community peacefully and to give the process a chance to reach its final conclusion.
A spokesman for the district attorney's office says the probe should be wrapped up in the next couple weeks. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Maribel Knight.